Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
I don't know if I'm ready or not, but I'm Mike Sempervivi, and I'll be here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, or maybe you're watching via Twitch or YouTube, however you're joining us today. Just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. It is cloudy and cold here where I am at, and I'm annoyed by it. I'm annoyed by my electric bill, but what can you do? Spring is around the corner, unless you're in the southern hemisphere. And that means, autumn is around the corner. It is still summertime there. ROH is there. AEW is there. Tony Khan is there. AEW Grand Slam Australia coming up in Brisbane. It's going to air here in the United States on Saturday, sometime after the NBA All-Star Weekend festivities wrap up. Skills Challenge, three-point shootout, dunk contest, which I believe will once again be won by a kid who plays in the G League, if that lets you know where the dunk contest is at right now. But thankfully, too, for Chris Jericho, he's on the ROH portion of the proceedings because, if I recall correctly, Jericho was the target of a lot of jokes from NBA Twitter after one of the times that AEW followed up the NBA on one of the Turners. But we'll get Filthy's thoughts on that show and, of course, his thoughts on last night's AEW Dynamite. Thought there was a lot of good stuff on there. MJF and Adam Page is something I like. MJF against Dustin Rhodes was good. The Guns and the Hurt Syndicate was really good as well, too. Harley Cameron actually cut a promo that was serious, which was, I thought, a nice change of pace as well, too. Also getting into a shakeup at TNA that broke while we were live yesterday. Let you know what that is. Something of a surprise. Demolition is back in the fold at WWE. And when we come back from break, we'll start today's show with an update on a story that Filthy and I talked about many months ago. Keep you in suspense until after the commercials. Wrestling Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Jim Valley joins you on Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And Andrew Zarian joins you on Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Through all the same ways that you're listening to us right now. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com or at WrestlingNewsAV on X and Facebook. You can also find it on YouTube every single day of the year. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. And there's a new one up for subscribers right now with Dave and Brian running down everything from AEW Dynamite last night. And if you're missing Brian, you can check him out on After Dark. It's already up for subscribers at the website. And I'm sure Dom is going to run again very soon right here on Sports Byline USA.
Yeah, it'll air in the overnight, midnight and 3 a.m., and then maybe again in the morning at 8 a.m. Pacific.
That's Pacific time, everybody, so note that. That's where the savages live. All of us normal people are here on the East Coast. Yes, I took a shot at you, Filthy. I forgot you were on the West Coast. Well, you're such an East Coast guy. You're from the East Coast. You matriculated on the East Coast, and then you ended up in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I matriculated on the East, and now I'm yeeting in the West.
Look, I teased this before the break. Do you remember when we were on here together and we had a story come across our desks about the Akron, Ohio woman that was hit in the head with a beer can while at a promo event for Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer? Do you remember this?
Yes. I have seen the photograph.
Everybody soon is going to see that photograph, who is watching us on YouTube and Twitch right now. Michelle Harlukowicz is, I believe, how you say this name. Michelle Harlukowicz.
Pat yourself on the back.
It's for all the good Polish people out there. They allege in a complaint that she alleges in a complaint that she went to a Medina, Ohio bar named Thirsty Cowboys on August 19th, 2024 for a Real American Beer tasting event, or a promo event, I should say, where beer was being tasted, including by the people who were apparently on stage, which include Hulk Hogan and a bunch of promoters that were around him. She alleges they began throwing beers into the crowd, one of which, Holukowicz says, hit her in the head. And if our fine video producer, John, can put that up on the screen right now, you can get an idea of the injuries that this woman has suffered. She claims she was standing in the back of the building, approximately 50 feet away, when she was hit. And you see it up on your screen right now. Delicious, eh? The wound required 10 stitches to close and will cause permanent scarring. Police were called to the scene at the time but refused to file charges as they could not determine with certainty who threw the beer can. Quote, it's unconscious. It is unconscionable. Unconscionable. Christ, it's unconscionable to think that you're going to a bar to see a celebrity and end up being pelted with a can of beer, said attorney Eric Tafel to Akron TV station Fox 8. Tafel is representing Holukowicz. She is seeking financial compensation from Hogan, Real American Beer, the bar Thirsty Cowboys, and its owner for her medical expenses, as well as emotional distress and pain and suffering. Last month, some of you will recall from Saturday night's main event, WWE had announced that they purchased a minority ownership stake in Real American Beer. Fine timing there. Tom, number one, have you tasted Real American Beer? And two, what do you think about this woman's case and her evidence of being pelted in the head with a can?
One, I have not tasted Real American Beer. Two, I believe you saying that the WWE purchased a minority in the Real American Beer are the only times minority and Hulk Hogan should be mentioned in the same sentence ever again. And I'm like, I think they probably should pay her out. I mean, it's awful looking.
I mean, it's like she looks like a human coaster, doesn't it? It looks like they shot it out of a cannon, and she's saying 50 feet away. Because I believe, did we not watch a little video of this too, where they were chucking cans off of that stage?
Hey, I mean, it's possible. I mean, here's the thing. There's no way that it could have been Hogan, right? His back hasn't been good since he had to lift a 600-pound giant and slam him against his will. So I don't think Hogan could have been out there throwing those, but perhaps somebody in that entourage certainly did, because, I mean, good God, she took one of the keister for sure.
That's it's in the head. In the head as well, too. But yeah.
Wait a minute. The keister not the head?
The keister would be the buttocks, I believe.
In Medina, Ohio?
I don't know. I've never been there. Yeah. Demolition. Has signed a Legends deal with WWE, which is kind of a surprise because Bill Eadie, a.k.a. Demolition X, a.k.a. the Mass Superstar, a.k.a. Bolo Mongol, he was in litigation with WWF for years over issues related to Demolition, including pay and who owned the rights to all the trademarks to the group, and I think that was settled in 1997, but there were still apparently issues after that as well in the... I know it's been written about, I believe, in the book, The Six Pack. Bill Eadie talked a lot about that case and really saying that it was a principal issue when it came to promises that Vince McMahon had broken with him. But now with Vince McMahon out of the picture, I guess, much like at one time Bruno Sammartino, which apparently that relationship was mended by Triple H, and now Jesse Ventura coming in after Vince is gone, this feels like another case of Vince being gone has now opened the door for Bill Eadie to make a deal. And for me, that's a great thing as a kid who grew up in the 80s and was a fan of the Mass Superstar and was a fan of Demolition. I mean, that's one of the most iconic tag teams in WWF history and certainly one of the most iconic theme music productions in WWF history, the song by Rick Derringer.
Yeah, I think it's cool that, you know, they worked this deal out, that they're going to be back. Hopefully, I'm sure the plan is to get them put into the Hall of Fame. And I would like to see it be not only Axe and Smash, but also Crush. Because I was
really?
A big fan. Yes. Yeah, Brian why Adams. Not?
Okay.
I was a big fan of Crush. I loved when they took on the Hart Foundation and tried to sneak behind the ref. Crush was barred from ringside. It was only supposed to be two out of the three Demolition members, and Bill Eadie, Axe is in the ring, and he's down for the count. He sneaks out, and then it's Crush in there, Brian Adams, and the referee can't tell the difference. Are you kidding me? Pro wrestling at its finest.
You know,
people talk about the refs being stupid now, but good God, think about that.
Well, didn't when Demolition won the titles from, who was it, Strikeforce? Didn't Fuji, they hit, who was it, Martel in the back with the cane? I think the cane was still laying in the ring when Demolition got the victory and won the titles. So, yeah, that will happen sometimes. But that's great. I think Billy Dee is one of the best professional wrestlers who will never make it into a Hall of Fame, but you could argue that he does. His work as the Masked Superstar for years was amazing, and Demolition was looked at the time as a fake Road Warriors, a rip-off Road Warriors, and for WWF fans who really didn't have access to the Road Warriors and actually got a chance to watch Demolition, you were actually able to see that they were really, really good, and it may have started off as somewhat of a tribute act or somewhat of a ripoff to the Road Warriors, but they certainly, through the time they were there, I mean, again, they were an absolutely iconic group, so looks like they could be into the Hall of Fame. They are definitely getting merchandise made. There's talk about them already in the video game and all that sort of stuff, so Demolition back in the fold now that Vince McMahon is gone, and when we get back from break, I'll tell you about that little TNA shakeup that Brian and I discovered during the show yesterday, as well as TNA Impact tonight and AEW Dynamite from last night. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription. And will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian will be back tomorrow for Fun Friday. There's been a behind-the-scenes shakeup in TNA.
I have a question. Who is that fun for? The listeners?
It can be at times. It depends on how you feel about Brian just going on cathartic rants or not. You know, that really kind of is what it comes down to. Because sometimes it can be fun for the listener, but sometimes, you know, you're going to have to find your humor where you can.
What if tomorrow they get Alvarez Brian?
I already know what he's going to go. He's going to go on several rants about AEW Dynamite. We could probably point those out once we go through them. I can already see this coming. It was like the Goto thing. It's why I was ready for something on Tuesday. You know, he started off talking about this Janelle Grant thing. Like, I told you so, and I told you so about a Janelle Grant story where it's like, I told you people didn't, everybody didn't know about Vince. There's all these, like, who was saying this, Brian? Why? Calm down. And then he transitions into Goto, craps all over that. And before we get to this TNA story.
Wait, what? I haven't seen the match, but what was he saying?
He was
bad-mouthing Goto?
He hadn't seen
people?
The match either. The only match he saw was the Bolton match. Yes, he didn't see the match, and all he saw was there was an old Hirooki Goto. Where are the young guys? Where are all the young guys?
Hey,
he's
how about
defending
the fact
against Tanahashi.
Well, yeah, okay, that's true, but how about the fact that Goto sold that show out? There's so much momentum behind that guy. 9 years, he hasn't had a title shot. He finally gets it and gets put over the hump. What a fantastic story. How could you not love it? Apparently, the Japanese fans absolutely love it as well. And then you're going to complain about Tanahashi, of all people, getting a title shot. What about Nagata, one of the all-time greats? After that, setting himself up in line, I'm sure there's plenty of Nagata and Goto lore that we could go back and look into if we want to. But, hey, let's just throw all that stuff out the window, right?
He didn't like any of that. And the fact of the matter is I haven't liked anything New Japan's done. A lot of it, what they've done over the last year trying to get their people ready, and they should have done that. But now with Tanahashi retiring, with nobody else to pass the torch, why not have Goto win this and then utilize your New Japan guys, your older guys, and utilize some of the people who have been there to start getting over some of these other folks? It's not like this should be a big shock or anything like that. Now, one guy who is way over, or two guys who are way over, Yota Tsuji and Gabe Kidd, what were your thoughts on that match? And if I'm David Finley or Zack Sabre Jr., should I be worried that Gabe Kidd is going to be the foreigner of choice? Because it seems like he is taking that by force, whether anybody wants him to or not.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen any of the show, Mike, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. You said, man, look at you. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, way to throw me under
the
bus there.
Set you up for failure there.
But over the past few months, it's been clear that they're positioning Gabe Kidd as sort of a pseudo baby face. As bizarre as it is, as the face of Strong Style, the face of New Japan, he's not really a Strong Style wrestler in the sense of Antonio Inoki by any means. And if I'm not mistaken, there was no David Finley on this show. Is that correct?
There was
a big attack by the House of Torture, who claimed to have kicked out the War Dogs from the Bullet Club, but we still have not heard from David Finley. So who knows? Maybe David Finley is positioning himself to be the big baby face here. Maybe it's going to be Gabe Kidd because David Finley has something to do with the House of Torture. I don't know. I don't know what the plan is, but it seems as if he's already, you know, a big time baby face with that crowd.
New Japan has announced that the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship will be defended at both Windy City Riot coming up on April 11th and at Resurgence 2025 on Friday, May 9th. As mentioned, Goto holds that title after defeating Zack Sabre Jr. earlier on this week. New Japan has not announced any opponents for either one of those events yet. Wintrust Arena in Chicago is going to be hosting Windy City Riot, while Resurgence is going to be held at the Toyota Center in Ontario, California. The tickets for Resurgence are going on sale tomorrow, February 14th, and the Windy City Riot tickets have already been on sale. There have been IWGP championship matches in the States recently, obviously, because at last Windy City Riot, there was Jon Moxley winning the belt from Tetsuya Naito. So there's going to at least be a couple title defenses for Goto or whoever has that title when they come back over to the States. In other Japanese news, Kenta has rejoined Pro Wrestling Noah. He's been a member of the New Japan roster since returning from NXT in July of 2019. Kenta debuted in 2000 after coming through the All Japan training system and then left with a majority of the roster and the office workers when Misawa formed Noah. And he ended up leaving there in 2014 for the ill-fated voyage to become Hideo Itami in NXT. But kind of makes sense for where Noah is at right now and where Kenta is at this point in his career, Tom, that he does go back over and joins up with Noah. Obviously, his longtime former tag team partner, Naomichi Marufuji, is a member of the office, still will come out, I guess, every once in a while and wrestle. But, I mean, just kind of a nice coming home, I guess, for him after he dropped the title, the Defy title, over the weekend to Ricky Starks.
Yeah, he also competed at the MLW show over the weekend as well. So he's still getting around the globe and doing quite well for himself. And I think that this makes a lot of sense for both parties. I think it's a better fit right now for Kenta in Noah teaming up with Kenno than it is for what he was doing in New Japan. Kind of, you know, is he part of the War Dogs? Is he part of Bullet Club still? Is he just buddies with Chase Owens? Nobody kind of knew. And I guess now we don't have to worry about it much anymore, as Kenta, and I always love this, Kobayashi has re-signed with Noah.
That's that was a pain initially at the very beginning of his career when it came to getting results and all that sort of stuff. And it was a
Kenta Kobashi, Kenta Kobashi and Kenta Kobayashi versus whoever.
Yeah, there used to be a show called the Paresu Power Hour. You ever heard of it?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I have quite a few fight opinions as well.
Yesterday, both Mike Johnson and Fightful Select reported that Anthony Ciccone has stepped down as president of TNA after serving in the role for a year. Replacing him is Carlos Silva, who previously worked as president of 76 Capital, a venture capital company that invests in sports, media, and entertainment companies. Christy Hemme and Josh Matthews are now both gone from the company as well. Hemme had been managing TNA's social media, while Matthews was working as a senior producer and senior director of digital media. Former NFL television producer George Veras has been tapped to be the new executive producer of the leadership team of Anthem Sports Group, the company that owns TNA, while sports executive Andrea Paginelli has stepped in as the senior vice president of marketing. So there are some thoughts that some of these moves have been made because now that the TNA is with WWE, they may have opened their doors up to some ideas for some people who could come in and try to do some things for Anthem here. But that is yet to be determined. But that is some thoughts from some people here. But TNA Impact is tonight on Access and TNA Plus. Joe Hendry is going to make the first defense of the TNA World Title against Jake Something. Masha Slamovich defends the TNA Knockouts World Title against Savannah Evans. NXT's Cora Jade is there taking on Zaya Brookside. Josh Alexander against Eric Young. Frankie Kazarian against Sami Callihan. Ash and Heather Bayle against the King Bees. Not the Queen Bees, but the King Bees of Charity King and Danny B. And I believe some other NXT talent will be on the show as well. Have you ever crossed paths with Jake something? That's a large man from the Midwest there, from Chicago, I believe.
I have crossed paths with him quite a few times, and I believe I hold a sterling record against that man. But he is one heck of a professional wrestler. If I was in charge of a company, if I was booking my own E-Fed, Jake something would be at the top of that card, I'll tell you that much. Close to being the world champion, maybe. Maybe a multi-time title holder, but always he would be at the top of the card. I love me some Jake something.
You think that's his government name? You think he comes from the something family? A family of somethings?
Based on the amount of hair that guy's covered in, I don't think he has a government name. I think he's been spawned in the woods.
Ring of Honor.
Squatch convention needs to go look out for this guy.
Say Brian could do an After Dark episode on his family tree or something like that. But Ring of Honor is on Honor Club with a brand new edition with matches taped all over the place, apparently. A couple of TV tapings, as well as on board the Norwegian Pearl cruise ship for Chris Jericho's Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea. In the main event, Commander defends the ROH World Television title against Nick Wayne. AEW International Champion Konosuke Takeshita has a non-title eliminator match against Tommy Billington, and the Outrunners will face the Grizzled Young Veterans. Where have they been? Harley Cameron against Billy Starks, Ricochet against Serpentico, and Jay Lethal against Mason Madden. Once again, I will ask, where are the Grizzled Young Veterans besides being on this cruise? Did they not sign to AEW and debut, Tom?
Maybe they got picked up in the Bermuda Triangle on this boat.
Possible. Who knows? AEW Dynamite to get into. Probably some other stuff to get into. I'll figure out why I can't say words today. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup.
with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy, if it's 24 hours to Australia, when you go through all the datelines and all that sort of stuff, about how long are you actually on the plane in the air for on a trip like that?
Well, it depends which way you go.
Well, like, real
I have actually, I've done this trip before. So I could tell you from L.A., I believe the flight is something like 15, 16 hours. However, I have flown the opposite direction on Emirates Airlines from Brisbane to Las Vegas. And I had to go from, well, actually I went from Sydney. So first I went from Brisbane to Sydney to watch the UFC. Then I flew from Sydney to Singapore, which I believe was like 12 hours. Then I flew from Singapore to Dubai, which I believe was another 12 hours. Then I flew from Dubai straight over the top of the earth to Los Angeles, which I believe was like another 10 hours. And then flew from there to Las Vegas. So could be a very long time.
It sounds like hell. And nothing got missed. Nothing, no baggage lost or anything like that.
Oh, there was a lot lost. My innocence, years off my life.
Did that happen in Singapore? What was Singapore like? Did you make it? You said Singapore, not Thailand, right?
I've been to both, but that was just a layover at that time.
What were you in Thailand for? Muay Thai?
An operation.
AEW Dynamite was last night on TBS and Max, with matches taped on Tuesday at the HEP Center in Cedar Park, Texas. Max Caster opened the show with his open challenge. He continued to run down Anthony Bowens and Billy Gunn, so that story is not yet finished. Before his opponent for the night came out, which was Hangman Adam Page, Caster was terrified, and he had a right to be because he was killed. Hangman is way over with the crowd, got rid of him quickly. After that, we got a video package of Ricochet and Swerve Strickland, with both of them cutting promos on each other. During Swerve's, Prince Nana cut in and said he wants Swerve to let this thing with Ricochet go and focus on the world title. But Swerve said he had to be the one that end this. So apparently this show was 2 hours and 18 minutes long, according to Brian, when it was taped at Cedar Park, Texas. And they cut it down to about 2 hours and 8 minutes. And there were a couple of random cuts here. I was wondering what was going on with the cold open of the show, where it was just guys posing, no promos by them, nothing like that, just some cold camera shots. So that may have been one of the things that needed to be amended before they went on the air last night. But what did you think of the opening of the show with Max Caster and his open challenge? And what do you think about Max Caster, the character? Is he actually creating and doing something here, or is he just only cutting his own throat in this new geek role?
I mean, it's good if he just keeps getting beat up. I don't see where else it can go unless he makes some drastic change to his persona at some point, which he'll need to do if he wants to move on. The focus for me is certainly not on Max Caster this opening segment. It's Hangman and how in such a short time this guy went from being a complete, total heel. He kills Christopher Daniels, and that is his babyface turn? What a bizarre turn of events, but lo and behold, and I mean, later on in the show, he was on fire as well. So I thought, as he was supposed to, Hangman much overshadowed Max Caster in that opening segment. Another thing I'd like to say is you said the show is 2 hours, 18 minutes. That 2 hours, 18 minutes went by infinitely faster than any of these 3 hour SmackDowns.
Well, it did because they had to cut like 14 minutes off of it there. They went long and they did. So it ended up only being a little over 2 hours.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah. Death Riders, they defended the AEW Trios title against the Undisputed Era. Lots of moves and near falls that got broken up. Everybody was brawling before the finish, which was Yuta giving Kyle O'Reilly a low blow behind the referee's back and getting the pin. The Death Riders continued the attack until Daniel Garcia, Matt Menard, and Angelo Parker made the save, and the announcers continued the storyline that the Undisputed Kingdom members are lusting after Garcia's TNT title. What happened to Mike Bennett and Matt Taven? And I know some people don't care about what happened to them, but when it comes to the Undisputed Era storyline here, they just kind of faded away and just seemed to disappear.
Good point. I didn't even think about it as I was watching the match, but, you know, perhaps that's an impetus for them to return at some point and have some beef with them. Perhaps they're just, you know, kind of held out until maybe this threesome team disintegrates and then they come back with one of the other members. There's a few trios teams that I think they could do something with now that they've set up, obviously.
Well, then the tag titles as well, too. Again, this, you know, again, nothing is going to be fixed overnight, but they seem to be making some slow changes. And we'll get back to Hangman Adam Page and him being still, in my eyes, the heart and soul of that company when it comes to the fan base here. Moxley and Marina were shown walking backstage when Adam Copeland came out of nowhere and hit him with a chair. He and Jay White locked Marina in a room with her arm there and the chain to the briefcase hanging out of the door. They clipped the chain, locked her in there, stole the briefcase, and they ran away. And then Renee interviewed MJF. They cut to that. He said Dustin Rhodes wasn't a real man. Went on for a few more seconds before Hangman Page showed up, told him to leave, said it was his interview time. MJF said this has been going on for like 4 weeks now and asked if Page had a crush on him before saying he smelled like Jack Daniels. Page said that, was that all you got? And MJF responded by saying, oh, well, that's not highbrow enough for you? Okay, cool. Whatever you're doing right now, this isn't really you. It doesn't really work. And deep down, you know that. And you don't have the stomach for it. And you look like a lost puppy questioning every decision that you make. MJF then insulted the fans for believing in Page and said tonight he's going to beat Dustin Rhodes and do what Page keeps failing at, winning another AEW title. Renee tried to follow up with the Hangman, but he looked like a lost puppy dog that was deep in thought. Samoa Joe, Hook, Katsuyori Shibata kill John Cruz, Aaron Solo, and Rosario Grillo. Joe pinned John Cruz in short order with the Muscle Buster. He then grabbed the mic, introduced his brothers, and said their new team name is the Ops. Which, I would make fun of that if it was anybody else, but I actually like that name with this group. He said his crew is all about going to find problems and then solving them by ways of violence. He then called out Christian and the Patriarchy for a match next week on Dynamite. This is my Trios Championship team, even though I want Joe to take the contract away from Christian and then get into the title scene. I like this Trios team.
How could you not? Samoa Joe, Katsuyori Shibata, and Hook? That's awesome.
Not bad. Not bad. I like it a lot more than the Learning Tree. And oh yeah, that was up next. Chris Jericho, a backstage promo, says that Brian Keith didn't get the job done, but it's a teachable moment. He challenged Bandito to a showdown later on in the night. After a commercial break, they tied something back. Willow Nightingale was cutting a promo when she was laid out by Marina Shafir. Finally, I guess this is some revenge for helping Willow, or for Willow helping out Orange Cassidy in the conglomeration a couple of months ago.
Who?
And it actually, the conglomeration?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, I remember them. But, like, finally, Marina's been choking out dudes. There's been no one to offset her other than I think it was Jay White gave her. Didn't Jay White put her through a door or something? Like, whatever it was. Finally, we actually can have something with her and somebody that matters that people will actually care about, and that's Willow Nightingale. So Chris Jericho and Bandito had their stare down. I thought this sucked. This was one of those things you could have cut this whole segment completely. They turned down the lights and rang a bell. They both took five paces to the corner. The bell rang again. They turned around. They went to charge at each other, but Brian Keith tripped up Bandito. They beat on him for a little while until the Outrunners tried to make the save. Big Bill then came out, but then was followed by Hobbs, who laid him out with a spine buster. I like the idea of Powerhouse Hobbs against Big Bill. I think all the other stuff is not very interesting here, but at least we're getting Bill and Hobbs. At least, Tom, as soon as Hobbs can come back. But obviously, Hobbs should get the victory over Bill and continue to move on. Who would you put Hobbs in there with next as a feud to try to keep him relevant and in the title picture? Or would you, or does that not even matter with a guy like that? Would you have him kill people?
MJF.
Think so?
Yeah, I mean, you know, MJF's always an important feud. You know what true. I mean? No matter which way it goes, so.
And still, Wardlow is still lingering out there as well, too, which just reminded me, that reminded me when you mentioned MJF, but he was against Dustin Rhodes, which this has been a lot better with Dustin than the stuff with Jeff Jarrett. He won with the Salt of the Earth crossface. Dustin obviously fought it valiantly. The match itself was really, really great. Most of the Dustin Rhodes matches are. He's just such a great pro. Great with MJF going back and forth. He tried to make the ropes. MJF dragged him back to the middle of the ring. Dustin refused to tap, so Bryce Remsburg called it off. MJF then attacked Dustin afterwards, put the crossface back on. Hangman hit the ring. MJF faked leaving and then tackled him. Hangman reversed it. Security came in to break it up. They got them separated. They started fighting again. They fought out through the crowd. They teased throwing each other off the concourse onto the concrete. Security finally was able to drag Page away. As they did that, MJF went back down to the ring. He grabbed the microphone, said he was ready for a fight, but Hangman's obviously a coward. Page comes flying out of the tunnel again back, and they start brawling again. Security breaks them up. Fans are chanting, letting them fight. Hangman Page is the most over babyface they have right now. That's for sure. And this feud has been built subtly, as subtle as you can get in professional wrestling in 2024. I thought they've done some good things with Page bumping shoulders with MJF, all that sort of stuff. That has now led to this. So I've been loving this so far. What do you think?
Yeah. First, that match ruled.
Yeah.
Between Dustin and MJF. Just a phenomenal from both guys. And like you said, I mean, I've got nothing else to say. Give the ball to Paige.
Megan Bain squashed Maya World, pinning her with an F5 in about 2 minutes after the match. As Bain was going to the back, she and Chris Statlander exchanged dirty looks. Why did they do that? Because Statlander was coming out for her match with Penelope Ford. And Wednesday Night Fever, Tombstone for the victory. After the match, Bain came back out and delivered an F5 to Statlander on the floor. I got to be honest, they have something with Penelope Ford. You got something with Megan Bain, certainly because of how she looks and some of the power things she can do. I like the idea of Bain and Chris, but should Megan Bain maybe be attached to Penelope Ford here? Because she doesn't emote a whole lot. She's not a promo. And Penelope Ford, again, can kind of fill in some of those gaps for her. What do you think about them possibly as a team maybe going against Willow? Going against Chris.
I believe this is the second time that they've interacted and kind of set something up along those lines with Megan and Penelope on the same side. So I think it's a great idea to have, you know, Megan obviously I would think is going to be the long-term star just because of her size and her look, and she's unique. But it's always good to have a heater like Penelope Ford around.
Harley Cameron music video with Mercedes. The Mercedes puppet played, but during the video she stops it. They cut to a shot of Cameron sitting in a chair where she actually cuts a serious promo. Thanked Mercedes for all the insults that have been thrown at her. So she said it pushed her to work harder and inspired her to be different. She said she'll win the TBS title in her home country of Australia, and Mercedes will feel the wrath. This was awesome. We'll get Tom's thoughts on that and the Hurt Syndicate defending the titles against the Gunn Brothers when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. I'll just get through this real quick. Hurt Syndicate defended the AEW tag team titles against the Gunn Brothers. Good to have the Gunn Brothers back. This match was really good. Again, another good match. The Gunn Brothers, a welcome addition back on the roster. Colton Gunn is going to be great. Shelton Benjamin can do everything for that group. It allows Bobby Lashley to step in, just kill a man at the end, get the victory, which they did after the match. It was Brian Cage and Lance Archer out there. And that looks like that is going to be the next match. And then at the end of the show, Adam Copeland got really upset, baited John Moxley out there, made him give him a match at Revolution, with threatening the AEW title belt in the suitcase. And then when Moxley agreed to the match, Cope just went ahead and destroyed the suitcase anyway, or at least tried to with his bat, but kind of came across looking like a goof doing it, Tom. But Harley Cameron, that tag match at the end there, what'd you think?
Harley Cameron is a fantastic performer. She could do virtually anything. She should be the champion one day. I don't know that that day is this weekend. And likewise should be said for the Guns, because after watching this match and seeing them against the Hurt Syndicate, I think that's the team that you build towards taking the belts off of the Hurt Syndicate in like 8 or 9 months. You know, I think that they should be there to put somebody over. I think the Guns are the perfect team to do it.
also like to see Brody and Buddy get back in this mix. I know we got Buddy and Okada coming up in Australia, and I'd like to see Buddy take that title off of him just to do something different with that Continental title that Okada's walking around with, but we'll see. I know one thing is for sure. I'm happy Filthy Tom Lawler stepped up again in place of Brian Alvarez and joined me today. I'm also thankful about producer Dom and producer John. I'm going to go find some decaf coffee right now and work on my enunciation. I want to thank all of you out there for watching and listening. We shall talk to you again after a while.